Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning and some football. England manager Serena Wiegmann says they're not feeling under pressure to retain their Women's Euros title later. Now, the defending champions take on Spain in the final in Basel this evening. Wiegmann insists they're determined to enjoy the occasion.
There's only two teams that can make the final. So if you talk about pressure, that's not really a pressure. It's very special. And when you go to a final, you really want to win it too. So that's how I'm in this. We're happy that we're in the final and we really want to win it. And we're going to do everything to make that happen.
The Lionesses lost to Spain in the 2023 World Cup final and hope to reclaim glory in the Euros final later. That one will kick off at 6 o'clock. And then in cricket, Proteas coach Shukri Conrad feels there's plenty learnings to take away from in their three-run defeat in the T20 International Tri Series against New Zealand yesterday. Now, South Africa needed just 7 runs off the final over, but lost Dewald Brewis and George Linder thanks to Black Caps Matt Henry's clinical bowling.
Yeah, ifs and buts. At the end of the day, it wasn't meant to be. But we played some really good cricket today. We played really well. New Zealand have been the class side in the tournament, so hats off to them. But I'm thrilled with the way we played and so many good things that we can take forward from here. Whilst the result is disappointing, there were so many good things that happened there today that we can be really proud of and that I am really proud of.
The Black Caps ended the Tri Series, which included Zimbabwe unbeaten. South Africa next head on tour to Australia for a 3-match T20 series, the first of them taking place on the 10th of August. And then shifting to Formula One to end off things this morning, Britain's Lando Norris will hope to gain ground on Formula One championship leader Oscar Piastri at the Belgian Grand Prix later today. Now, he's starting on pole position ahead of McLaren's teammates. And then Ferrari Charles Leclerc is third on the grid, with Red Bull driver Max Verstappen fourth after winning yesterday's sprint race. George Russell goes from sixth for Mercedes, while fellow Brit Lewis Hamilton 16th. Green light is at 3 o'clock. Right, that's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Faida Crouch.